Hello. I am Gustavo from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Hold on. What's the survey about?
Yeah, well, actually, it is about elections and other topics.
Well, okay. Now, every time I've done this, they say it's a 5-minute thing. How long is this going to take?
Well, I think less than 10 minutes, maybe.
Okay. Shoot the first question, and if I don't like it, then I'll just say forget it.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Well, let me ask you first. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone? Or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone? Or all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
The second one. Phone and home phone and cell.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And to ensure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
65.
Thank you for that. Let me see. All right. Thank you. All right, thank you for that. And now let me ask you, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian
Hispanic.
Or... Thank you for that. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I graduated. I have a college degree.
Thank you for that. Thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Disapprove.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Yeah, would you say that is strongly disapprove or just
strongly? Strongly.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
And would you say that definitely Republican or probably Republican?
I'm sorry?
Would you definitely vote for a Republican or just probably vote for Republican?
Definitely. Vote for Republican.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. And the first one is Alejandro Mayorkas.
Don't know.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. And Myra Flores?
Yeah, I know.
And would you say that, for you it's favorable or unfavorable?
Myra's Republican or Democrat?
Actually, I don't have that information.
Well, then I can't answer that question.
All right. Thank you for that. And what about Vicente Gonzalez? Have you heard of him?
Yeah, not favorable.
Oh, would you say that he's somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And, well, is that very or somewhat? Just somewhat.
Somewhat.
All right. Thank you so much. And Kamala Harris?
Strongly unfavorable if you have that one.
Thank you so much. And the next one is Donald Trump.
What are the choices?
Would you say that it's favorable or unfavorable?
Oh, favorable.
And is that very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much for that. And now, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Jobs and the economy, taxes, inflation and the cost of living, fentanyl and drug addiction, abortion, education,
abortion.
Abortion. Thank you for that. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you so much. And if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Myra Flores.
Thank you so much. And, well, would you say that definitely? Would you definitely vote for Flores or probably?
No, definitely.
Thank you for that. And now, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during the campaign. After I read the statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. And the first one says, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Would you say that, well, after hearing this, it is for you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Less likely.
And is that somewhat less or much less likely?
No, much less. I already said that I wouldn't vote for him.
All right. Thank you so much. And, well, the next one says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Just for quality purposes, let me ask you again, would you say that that make you less or more likely?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much.
All right, thank you so much. And the next one says, despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration border policies. Would you say that it make you, well, less likely, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. There is just two more statements about this. Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending, benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, the same companies are raising prices on Texas families while raking in record profits. Would you say that make you less likely, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Thank you so much. And the last one for this. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. Would you say that is less likely, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you so much for that. Just before to continue, let me tell you, we have completed the 77% of the survey. I really thank you so much for your time. Now that you have some more information, and if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Myra Flores.
Thank you so much. And now I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Something else. And, well, do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Closer to Republican.
All right. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Moderate.
Thank you for that. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Middle class.
Thank you for that. And are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
parent.
Thank you for that. And now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, or Spanish and English equally, or mostly English but some Spanish, or only
mostly English and some Spanish?
All right, thank you. And regards of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you for that. In that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.